There are new developments in the shootings that for the past several months have frightened motorists and residents near Columbus, Ohio. Investigators say two shootings this past weekend have given them new clues and, for the first time, a description of a suspect. From Columbus, Ohio, Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports.
Last Sunday was an otherwise ordinary day for Tiffany Birchfield as she worked at a Sunoco station along Interstate 71, about 40 miles south of Columbus. But that changed at 11:15 when four women leaped out of a white minivan and began inspecting the hood.
They thought that a rock hit their van. Well, they seen that it was a bullet hole and it was outside crying. And then they came in and called the sheriff and then everybody was here.
Within minutes, numerous people began descending on the gas station, including a task force made up of the FBI, the ATF, state and local police. Task force members immediately began looking for evidence that might link the case with 21 other serial shootings near Columbus since May of last year. But while some officers examined that van, others were just about a mile south, looking at a Mercedes that had also been hit by gunfire. Police say the shots came from this overpass and that they were able to recover valuable evidence. With these shootings added to the list, there are now 23 total. Witnesses to the latest shootings report seeing a middle-aged man aiming a handgun at interstate traffic. That's a break for the task force investigating the shootings that have terrorized this city for months now, as bullets have ripped through cars, vans, delivery trucks, semis, school buses, and even an elementary school. One woman was killed in November as she rode in a car's passenger seat. At the Home restaurant in Jeffersonville, Ohio, most of the conversation is about the latest shootings. As Mark Hoppus sits with friends eating lunch at a table near the back of the small diner, he admits to feeling vulnerable.
Well, I drive the freeway and go to Columbus every day to work, and you know, you've got to be concerned that you know there's somebody on an overpass that could be taking a pop shot at you.
Another customer, Karen Loy, says she's stunned that the shooter is in her rural community south of Columbus.
This is basically like the Little Mayberry, and quite frankly, it would be a mistake for him to come up on someone's lot around here.
Franklin County Sheriff's Detective Steve Martin is heading the task force investigation. He says rural residents like Loy are more likely to pick up on suspicious behavior.
You know who your neighbor is. There's not a lot of traffic on these rural roads. They're so much more observant. If you see a car sitting on an overpass in a rural area out there, that's something that the normal citizen who lives down there would know about.
Those who've studied serial crimes say criminals often start out in the area where they work or live, then become more emboldened, striking away from their comfort zone. Detective Martin thinks even though the shooter is becoming more brazen, it's still difficult for investigators to come up with a pattern or a motive.
We're all over the page on this thing. You know, we have everything that's shot from a semi truck to a minivan, and we do not think that there is a pattern. We think this is random.
Task force investigators have increased their coverage in the target area. But even with the expanded police protection, many Ohioans who live and work here say they won't feel safe until whomever is shooting at them is behind bars. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus.